With aid cut off to their government, Palestinians find their daily lives increasingly strained, especially in Gaza. Hamas now leads the Palestinian government, and its listing as a terrorist group by Israel and the West has led to the suspension of foreign aid. It has also caused a block on international banking and money transfers. The aid cutoff and closures of Israel's main cargo crossing into Gaza are now affecting an already fragile Palestinian medical system. Hospitals report shortages of vital supplies, and all but life-saving surgeries have been postponed. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
These days in Gaza, if you want medical care, you have to bring some of your own healing tools. 23-year-old Tahrir Shakura, a new mother, fell and hurt her arm the other day. She walked into Al-Shifa, Gaza's main hospital, to get sewn up. A nurse told her she first had to go buy a bandage and tape.
So I had to go to a pharmacy and buy it and bring it to them to put it on my arm.
Today, Tahrir is sitting in the sun in an outdoor waiting area at Gaza's main children's hospital, Al-Nasser. Her 8-month-old son is asleep on the lap of her husband, Allah. The infant is here to get treatment for an upper respiratory infection and diarrhea. And again, a doctor asked Tahrir to bring her own supplies.
They wanted a syringe to take some blood, for analyzing his blood, and they didn't have a syringe, so we had to bring one from outside. We're really in a crisis here. If we want health treatment for our baby or ourselves, we have to bring it with us.
And like many others here, the Shakuras can't afford that. Allah, a Gaza City policeman, hasn't been paid in 75 days. The Palestinian Ministry of Health has postponed all but life-saving operations in Gaza. The ministry says its medical reserves are running out. Suppliers are reluctant to extend new credit. That means Palestinian hospitals are now running low on critical medicine, such as atropine and adrenaline. Several hospitals now have to use heavy plastic electrical tape to set broken bones. They've run out of medical plaster. Grant Laity is the field coordinator here for Doctors Without Borders, which runs clinics and aids Palestinian hospitals throughout the Gaza Strip.
There's a shortage of plasters, you know, specialized bandages. This is not high technology stuff. This is very, along with adrenaline, right? These are absolute basic everyday needs, and especially in the case of adrenaline, it's life-saving.
For almost all specialized care, for cancer, heart disease, neurosurgery, among others, Palestinians have to leave Gaza for treatment in Israel or Egypt. But with the border closures, aid cuts, and salary freezes, fewer people are able to travel for care. Several times recently, gunmen have stormed hospital or Ministry of Health offices demanding urgent care for loved ones. Hospitals are low on filters for dialysis machines. The health ministry says since April, 3 Palestinians have died after failing to get adequate dialysis for kidney disease. Ashraf Halewa is a staff nurse in Gaza City.
The problem that some of our patients make dialysis 3 times a week. Now they are going for 1 time a week. This is make their life more complicated, and this is maybe one of the causes of death for those patients.
A combination of problems has collided to create this healthcare crisis. Israel has closed Karni, the main freight crossing into Gaza, more than half the time so far this year, citing security threats. Last month, Palestinian police stopped an attempted car bombing of Karni by militants. The closure has led to the medical shortages and reduced stockpiles. In addition, a special 3-year emergency funding program for healthcare from the World Bank ended in December. On top of that, the politically isolated Hamas government is broke and more than $1 billion in debt, with almost no money coming in to run ministries. More than 650,000 refugees in Gaza already depend on monthly food aid from the United Nations to get by. John Ging, the director of the UN Relief Agency here, says the mixture of pressures has compounded their plight.
It all has a trickle-down effect. There's less money in circulation, so it's always, of course, the most vulnerable at the lower end who feel the first effects. Depends so much on the trickle-down, and it's just not happening. Of course, it's very significant for those who are at the upper end because they are now sliding down into the lower end.
Israel says it's not trying to prompt a humanitarian crisis. Hamas, Israeli and U.S. officials say, needs to recognize the Jewish state's right to exist, renounce violence, and honor signed agreements. Meantime, healthcare is expected to be a major focus today in Brussels when officials with the U.S., the EU, the UN, and Russia meet to discuss resuming some humanitarian aid to the Palestinians while still trying to bypass the Hamas-led government. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.